Well, God bless everybody in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I wanted to thank Brian for just giving me this opportunity tonight to share my heart with God's people. You know, when you asked me if I would like to share, I thought of so many, many things. So in light of all of the things that are happening today, I thought of a song. It's not a long song. No, I'm not going to sing. I'm not doing a solo. But I'd like to read it. And it's called Tell It Again. It goes like, tell it again for someone needs it. Tell it again. Tell it again till someone heeds it. Tell it again. There is no other story to bring men to glory. So tell it and tell it and tell it again. Everybody take your Bible and turn to Psalms 107:20. Give you a sec to get there. It says that in the word, it says he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. What do you think? Do you think we need to need today to be healed and to be delivered from our destructions? Of course we do. And God made all that available to us through his word. He even magnified his word. Look at Psalms 138:2. It tells us that, but thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. We know what it is to magnify, right? It's to enlarge something, to make it bigger. Even some of us got to wear glasses or contacts to enlarge things so we can clearly see. And God wants us to see clearly. He not only wants us to see it, but he wants us to hide that word in our heart. Now, we all know what it is to study. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, we are also blessed to live at a time like this in our lives, even though it may not look like it. The world is crumbling around us. It's moving so fast. It's a world full of lies, deceit, worry, fear, and doubt. But you know what? We can all stand tall and we can speak God's word to the lost, the lonely, and the homeless, those that are out there looking for answers. We can help open up the word to them and show them that Jesus Christ is real and he came for a reason. John 10:10 tells us that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, there's people out there that really they don't know this. So how are they going to know unless somebody tells them? You know, I know what that verse of scripture did to me once I heard it and let it sink in, and that I believed it. I love the record that's in Acts chapter 8 about Philip and the eunuch. Actually, let's just take a look at Acts chapter 8. I'll start in verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose, and he went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure and had come to worship to Jerusalem for to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot and reading Isaiah, the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto him, Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. So Philip, he ran thither to him, and he heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and he said, do you understand this, what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. He desired Philip to come up and sit with him, to open up the scriptures and show him. He didn't know some man should guide him, teach him, or to show him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself, or of another man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. The point that I'm trying to make with this is, how will people know the rightly divided word unless someone should guide them, somebody teach them, show them? I don't think we have any eunuchs around, but there sure are a lot of people out there that's looking for answers. Without God in their lives, what do they have to look forward to? Look at the conditions of the world and what they're seeing today. We got so much division, confusion, loneliness, unhappiness. and hate. I think we all see that, right? The world is telling us that someday artificial intelligence will rule the world. That artificial intelligence will be as smart as God. You know, where'd we hear that before? Back in Genesis. It's the same lie. Same lie today. It's the same tactics. It's artificial. It's counterfeit. It's just not the real thing. And the world is teaching all this stuff to our kids and telling them that a boy can be a girl or a girl can be a boy. You don't have to be either. You can be a binary, whatever the heck that is. You don't have to identify as either. Telling men that they can have a baby. This is actually suggested to our kids whose minds, you know, they're just like sucking all this in. They're like little sponges. Disinformation is all lies. This is not what God wants, what he tells us to raise our children. Look at, where am I at here? Look at Proverbs 22:6. It tells us to raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's a promise from God. It is absurd what's being taught to our kids today. Very sad, very disturbing, but it's no shock. But you know what? We have a loving God and Father who loves all of us, and he paid the ultimate price for us. And John 3:16 tells us that God, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We know from the Word that the devil is responsible for all that chaos and confusion going on in the world today, as it tells us in 2 Corinthians 4. It says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world is the devil, and he is blinding the minds of those who believe not. You know, I am really so thankful that we can stand on the truth and the accuracy of God's wonderful, matchless word. But, you know, it does look inevitable from our five senses that this world has gone absolutely bonkers. And it might seem overwhelming to everybody at some time. You know, it does. It seems overwhelming. But God gave us so much. He gave us his Son for the forgiveness of sin. He magnified his word, and he gave us his gift of Holy Spirit once we believed Romans 10, 9, and 10. And we became born again. So we can say without hesitation, this is only a temporary stop. We're all heaven-bound, and nothing's going to stop us. But we still have to look at all the stuff going on in the world today. You know, the war in Ukraine, or it's the border, or it's transgenders, it's AI, public education. We're told not to be afraid. Share the word and speak it to those with ears to hear it. We know that God has not given us that spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Spirit of God lives within each and every one of us to believe. We can walk with wisdom and understanding and confidence, knowing that whatever situation that we are in, God is forever with us. That's another promise. He loves us and is forever with us. We are his family. It says we are sanctified by his word. I love that word, sanctified. It means, we all know it means set apart, special, like Bob and Jeannie's special china cabinet. We are his ambassadors, his spokesman, his mouthpiece. We have the ability and we have the authority to speak to his people and let them know that there is something more. They don't have to be conformed to this crazy world. They can live a life that is more than abundant. There is hope. This is really what I wanted to share tonight, and the message I wanted to convey is we can let folks know that this is an upside-down world, but there is something better, much better. There is hope. So we keep on keeping on and holding forth the greatness of God's word with kindness, with understanding, with love and encouragement to all those who have a desire to know God and the word of God. You know, God is so good. We let folks know that no matter what's going on in their life, he is bigger than any problem you encounter. We can show them through the word like Philip did with the eunuch and open up the scriptures to them and show them a better way through understanding what they're reading. We can show people what's available. John 3:16, to everlasting life. We can show them how to receive it. Romans 10, 9, and 10. We can open up opportunities for people to know God's word, God's wonderful word. I know we have heard all this before, but my encouragement tonight to everybody is to tell it, and tell it again. Remember that God's willingness always equals his ability. Well, folks, I just want to thank you tonight for all the awesome opportunity you've given me to share my heart and to share God's word, and just an incredible, incredible times that we have on these conference calls. I am so, so thankful for it, and that's pretty much what I have to share tonight. So I'd like to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for your people. And Father, I thank you that we do have the word of reconciliation and how we can hold forth your word to all your people. I thank you, Father, for that gift of the Holy Spirit and for all the wonderful benefits that you've given us to come along with that. Father, thank you for our country, for our leaders, and thank you for working in their lives so that they can make the right decisions and what's going on today in this world, crazy world. Father, I thank you for our kids. I thank you for your hand of blessing, for your hand of protection upon them. I thank you, Father, for pointing them in the right direction so that they can be taught your word, understand it, and know that there is something better. So, Father, I want to thank you tonight for all these things. And I thank you, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.